Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January the 12th, 2024. 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by 3rd Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. So glad he's here with us this morning. Jason, so here we are at the point of talking about the Miranda McGuinness interview. So where we are is that on December 11th, a meeting happens. A deal is mentioned by Martin Watts. Is the deal still good? To Bill Collins and Mark Russell, at least in that direction of the table.
Correct.
And paperwork at this point is drawn up for Miranda to accept the transit job. Bill Collins goes to city council that night in front of everybody, and I think this meeting's on tape if people want to listen. Ayers Ratliff brings this up, that he has heard that this has happened. I believe, again, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody will point it out to me, Bill says in this meeting, no, but it has happened that morning.
Yeah. The sit down I was invited to, yes, there is no doubt in my mind that Linda Sterlecki, the mayor's secretary, printed up and again, this is where the words are important. I don't know if it was a job offer, but it was transit and something Miranda signed.
Isn't quid pro quo, and I understand that apparently the law director said this was all on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it, if you do this, we'll do this?
I've been reminded very loudly in my ear on a phone call that I am not a lawyer and I don't have a legal opinion, but one could agree with what you just said.
And also, God forbid, to get somebody out of a position, I think a lot of people could look at that as even a bribe. Here you are.
I'm not going to go and speculate on what went on. I can only speak to my involvement.
A lot of people would say, why didn't Robert Landon get this offer? Hey, you're a terrible auditor, but let's move you over to a different department.
I don't know. So now I'm trying to answer a question and be put in a position to defend what someone else did.
Well,
was the job opening a convenient timing issue thing, or I don't know. Would Robert have ever been issued or given the same offer? I doubt it.
Well, and the only reason I bring that up,
and Miranda shouldn't have been given an offer. To be honest.
So right there, if as a sitting city councilman, you say she should not have been given this offer.
No.
So no. Where do we go from here?
I have no clue.
Are you going to ask some? You were the one asking questions at the last city council meeting.
I go into every meeting trying to not have to ask all the questions or even carry conversations, but I'll go into the next council meeting with the same thought. Hopefully someone else picks up. I know Mr. Ratliff will, but there's 9 of us.
At this point, though, is there anything more really to ask Miranda?
No, Miranda said her side. She's expressed her feelings. Those are her feelings. She's entitled to however she feels and however she received it. That's how she received it. She said her part. I've said mine. I hope I clarified this December 11th meeting that was just a invite to go have a conversation with Miranda. In that meeting, there was not any negotiations for a resignation to receive a job opportunity. It was just presented as, yes, I resign. Yes, I will sign this. And she signed a piece of paper. What specifically that paper was, I can't tell you for a fact because I didn't see it, but I do know a piece of paper was printed related to the transit department, and Moran signed it.
Now, see, here's an interesting point. The day after that meeting, I think I came on the air, and again, we'll try to structure this all back together. So December 12th, because I was at the December 11th meeting, and I think I pretty well described it like I just described it now. And I did get an email, and I talked about this at the time, so this is probably December 12th, December 13th, somewhere in that neck of the woods, in which Bill Collins, he emailed me, and he said, you know what, just let me find the email here, because heaven forbid, where we are right now, I do not want to misquote anybody. So, but the point is he's not the mayor at this point. When this is all going on.
At this point, he is the chief deputy for Sheriff's Department.
Right. So why is he at your meeting? Why is he had to be making an offer? I mean, we can call that an inference at this point, but when paperwork's being thrown out, and is the deal still good?
There is a conversation somewhere at some time.
Somewhere along the line. So why is this all going on? Because the question that I've had for a long time, you know, the process to removing her was on its way.
Correct.
So why does this even have to happen at this point?
I can only guess, but maybe it was out of compassion, care, that Miranda was in a tough spot, and just by coincidence that there's this position open. I don't think, personally, I can't wrap my head around an officer of the law to conduct themselves in an illegal activity like a job offer or quid pro quo. I don't want to think that of Collins. And I think he may have made the mistake of caring for somebody, and that always bites you in the butt.
Here's what an email from Bill Collins on December the 12th, and I read this at that time, but maybe this will make some more sense now that we're reading it. Scott, just to clarify, you are alluding to a fact that I was dishonest in my answer last night. Now, this would be the city council meeting on December 11th. I would like to correct you on that issue. I have had discussions with McGinnis about her interest in the transportation director position, and she was told that when it is in my power to do so, she would be appointed to that position after January 1st, 2024, when I have the authority to do so. She has not and will not be appointed to that position until that time. This is much like the fact that I intend to appoint Tom Robbins as the safety director, and we have had discussions about that, and I intend to do so when I have the authority to do so. But that's not what you just said, Jason, because she signed some kind of paperwork. Is the deal still good? He's saying we've had discussions.
I can only say what I saw. I did not see her actually signing it. I didn't see the language, but I sat in a conference room, in the mayor's conference room, and it was asked of Linda Sterlecki to print out whatever this was that had transit department job for, and Miranda signed it.
So when you hear that email,
or I guess I can't say she signed it because I didn't witness her writing, but a piece of paper was given to her about the transit department.
So when you hear that email, and that's Bill Collins' email, what do you think?
I can speak to a November 30th meeting that I called. Any conversations after that, I can't speak to. That's not my story to tell.
An accusation, the other accusation that was made in your way on Tuesday when Miranda was in here, was that you told her to go home, and you've said that so far about don't resign in the city council meeting, mm-hmm. and not come to any other city council meetings.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes, and again, I made the mistake of having concern, care, and compassion, and so if you are going to resign, why continue to show up at the meetings? Not I didn't say don't show up to work. You're still the auditor.
Right, right.
Come to work, do your work.
Right, right.
And there's no need for, there wasn't any need for her to come to these meetings and continue to be public attacked, and to the point that I thought it was humiliation at that point. Martin can come or Chelsea could come in her place. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, it's my mistake for not sticking to my principle of don't take anything personal. It's city business. And for the one time, again, I have the emotions of a brick. And for once in my life, I felt empathy for somebody, and it's backfiring because I suggested that she send someone else in her place to the council meetings.
Just so this doesn't get all laid on you, because it wasn't on Tuesday, I want to ask you about this, because I don't know if you were present when this happened, but I did ask Miranda, because up until that point, Miranda and I had a relationship of media, public official. She had come in three times. She was here election night. But then it went silent after this all happened. And I said, why did it go silent? Why didn't you tell anybody that this was going on? And she said, Bill Collins told her not to talk. Did you ever see that happen?
No, I didn't see that happen. I saw the fact that, yes, she wasn't at meetings. That was a suggestion on my part. But if someone tells me to be quiet, guess what I'm going to do?
Right, and that was her decision.
The exact opposite.
And at the end of the day, it was her decision.
And if at any point, and I'm not trying to dismiss Miranda's feelings, please don't take it that way, but at any point, if Miranda felt bullied, pressured, she should have said something. If she would have said, I'm not comfortable with this, someone's doing something behind my back, I really don't want to resign, fine, I'm okay with that. But what's your plan as the auditor moving forward?
This is important. I want to get to that. But there's one clip, if you put those headphones on, there's one clip I want to play here from Tuesday's interview, because I don't want to misrepresent this meeting at all. This is about a four-minute clip, but it tells a story, but if it needs any more explanation, we'll come back and tell it. But this is from Tuesday's interview with Miranda McGinnis.
From New Year's Eve until you write your letter of rescission on January the 4th, do any of these people, Mayor Schertzer, Mark Russell, Bill Collins, or Jason Schauber, come to see you?
Bill Collins came to see me sometime last week.
And what did he say? What was the point of this meeting?
Same question he actually asked me. He was like, are we still on track for Monday, you know, for you taking over transit? And at that point, I said, I don't know. And he said, well, what do you mean you don't know? And I said, well, I've had a couple conversations, and I don't necessarily know if it's the right thing for me to do. And he said, but I thought we talked about this. I said, you're right, we did talk about this, but there were several things that have come up in the last few days. There are conversations I've had that I just don't know if this is right. And he said, but what about, what did he say to me? He said something about, I don't know what conversations you've had, but you were so sure about this before. And I said, I understand that, but my mind has changed. And he said, well, I don't know what they're telling you, but this really isn't a good idea. I said, contrary to popular belief, Bill, I can think for myself. And there were a couple other things. And again, my family was brought up. My kids were brought up. My house was brought up, because everybody apparently knows I just bought a house. So all these things were brought up. And I said, he said something to me about how I can't take other people's opinions into account because they just don't have what's best for me at heart. And I said, I don't think anyone in this building has my best interest at heart. The only person that does is me and my family. That is who I need to worry about. That is who I need to focus on. And if there's one thing that I can teach my kids out of all of this, it's stick to your guns, because people are going to try and walk all over you your entire life.
When he leaves that meeting, how's that going with him?
He was visibly frustrated, red in the face at one point. He didn't get loud with me, but I was that kid. I know what an angry dad looks like. He was very much an angry dad at that point.
So in this meeting, now this is just Bill Collins, just to be clear.
Bill Collins and Tom Robbins were in my
Tom office. Robbins came this time.
Yes.
Okay, and Bill is saying, again, reminding you about your family mm-hmm. and your house. And so, again, did you take this as a threat?
I think it was, a gentle reminder. I think at that point I had a different mind frame. But, yeah, it was still threatening. I mean, and I looked at him at one point and I said, if you're telling me not to take this personally, then why do you keep making it personal by bringing all this up?
Hmm. So in this meeting, he still wants you to go. He wants you to get over to transit.
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever say at any point that this position's not going to be available if you don't leave on Friday or Monday or whenever the date was?
In that meeting, he had mentioned something about, well, how do you know that offer's still going to be there?
Do you consider that a threat?
Oh, yeah. And I told him, I said, if that's the case, I completely understand.
Do you think the mayor of a city should be threatening an elected official?
No.
So at this point, you say you don't have legal counsel. What do you think should happen to any of you? And I'm not just saying Bill Collins here, because now we are aware that Tom Robbins has been in on at least one of these meetings. Mm-hmm. Jason Schauber has been in on some of these meetings. Mayor Schertzer was present at a meeting.
Right.
The law director has been present at some of these meetings. Do you think that this should just go away at this point and nothing, this should never be looked into how this all happened?
You know, I really don't know. I think this is helping, honestly. I think getting the truth out there, telling the story the way it happened is important. But what comes after this, I couldn't tell you.
That's my interview with Miranda McGinnis on Tuesday. Jason, that's a meeting long after you're in the loop on these things. I'll ask you the same question I asked her. Is that meeting okay?
So what was the timing of this meeting?
That meeting would have been, if she rescinded her resignation on the 4th, that would have been sometime that week between Monday and Thursday. So that's last week.
Okay, and Collins came to her to make sure that...
Are you still good?
Or is the deal still good? Or
still going to transit?
Still going to transit. I wish Miranda would have brought that to our attention. We could have dealt with that at that time, but I'm just now... Well, I heard the interview, but she should have said something then.
This is just last week. Is it any less prescient at this point?
Interaction, if, and again, these are Miranda's feelings, and if she felt that way with an interaction with the mayor, I could see how she could feel pressure, and she should have said something, because... If anything, myself and Mr. Ratliff would have defended her, and that's all she needs, because she just, I wish she would have said something.
Now, it's my understanding the law director is not present for that. Tom Robbins, Bill Collins, Miranda McGinnis. And whether or not we consider, and it's, just a topic of conversation, what about your house? What about your family? Whether we consider that a threat or not, and again, if it did happen, this is Miranda's story to tell, how do you know that job's still available? That's a bad thing to say
that
for the mayor of our city.
A bad look on the mayor, and... If it happened exactly that way, someone's got some splaining to do.
So yes, and I think that's what this, and we got to get to transit here because this is becoming a mess. But, and I hate to dwell on this, but, and it's the same question I asked you Friday, and now we know some more with Miranda's interview. Can you guys really go ahead and listen? I understand the finances are what they are. Can you guys really go ahead at this point and continue to or start the process of wherever this is to remove her without getting to the bottom of this? Because I think some people would say, yeah, the finances are a big issue. Yes, they might have been mishandled. But certainly this is an ugly situation. And why isn't this being gotten to the bottom of?
So I will go back to my principle, if you want to call it a principle, that whatever happens with city business is not personal. I will not make the mistake to show compassion. I will have an emotionless approach to the city's business. And if we need to move forward with removing the auditor, I will do that publicly. I will not have any meetings off the record or conversations off the record. And this is unfortunate that we have to go this way, because I don't want anyone to be able to misrepresent what I say. So if I say it publicly, then the listeners or the viewers can make their own opinions how it was presented.
The only person we haven't heard from at this point is Bill Collins. Mayor Schertzer's released a statement. You're here today. Miranda was here Tuesday. Miranda was asked questions in City Council on Monday. A few questions, I think it was, in the end. The only person who hasn't answered or been asked anything is Bill Collins at this point. Does he need to answer some questions?
I firmly believe that in the way our council works with the certain members on council, that Collins will be asked questions. This noise will continue to hijack our council meetings and the city's business. He will be asked questions. How he answers those questions, and if he answers those questions, if it's in a council meeting, he's compelled to answer, whether it's I have no comment or whatever, he's compelled to respond. And how he handles that, that's all on Collins.
I hate to ask an if question, but if he answers and says, is honest to the decree that this is Miranda's reality, if that happened, does there need to be some action taken?
Yes, I have no idea what action. I mean, what do we have a vote of no confidence in Collins and say because he did whatever we find out, is that what we do? And then again, that's just a resolution. It has no teeth. It's just stating what happened, and it shame on you.
And at this point, do you think Miranda needs to be removed from this position through whatever?
At this point, because she rescinded her resignation and offered no plan other than maintaining the status quo, and I believe one of your callers came in and said she admitted that the office was trash or garbage.
Yep.
So why would any responsible council person that's sworn in to protect the city support the status quo if it's garbage without a plan?
What if she comes up with a plan at this point?
She comes up with a plan and she can enact this plan and then we move forward. Okay, great.
Let's move to the if we only had more time. Transit department is very important at this point because that came to light in Monday's city council meeting. You talked about it for the first time last Friday, that there was some talk, and this again ties into Miranda because this is the position she was offered, was the director of transit. So last Friday, and you had said it was just scuttlebutt at that point, you know, it's rumor, the rumor mill, that there might be merging with another county, I believe is what you had said on Friday. Well, we get to Monday, and Marion Area Transit, who they listen to this program, mm-hmm. Marion Area Transit's at that meeting.
Right.
On Monday in big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Marion Area Transit asks Bill Collins questions Monday night. People can listen to it. Those meetings are on the record. And Bill Collins said they want to know if their job's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And they say to Bill, is our job safe? He says, yes, your job is safe. Today, tomorrow, and in the near future. Now, at this point, Councilman Ayers Ratliff doesn't feel that's a good enough answer. And he says, I have heard this rumor too, I had not heard about this privatization, which that came up Monday, too, that there might be a privatization of Marion Area Transit. And Ayers says to Bill, he says, and again, this is paraphrasing, he says, I don't think that's a good enough answer for these people. These people just asked you if their job was safe. Are you guaranteeing that till the end of your four-year term? And I can't, Bill says, I can't predict what's going to happen in 4 years. Today, tomorrow, and in the near future. Mm-hmm. Whatever the near future is. Now, from a pretty reliable source, and we'll give Marion Crime Chronicles the credit for posting this. I don't know who posted it. But here was the line that a reliable source sent me, and it wasn't anybody at Crime Chronicles. Just wanted, and this was a day ago, just wanted those of you that ride the Marion Area Transit to know that the new Republican mayor and the new Republican city council want to get rid of our bus system and replace it with a privatized system that will be dependable and cost more. Call the mayor and city council if you object. Jason, what do you know about Marion Area Transit?
What I do know, in June or July, when, because transit is funded through a grant, there was issues with us reapplying with that grant. Now, we have issues in the auditor's office. The auditor's office should be well aware of what's going on with this, but I can't get any good information out of the auditor's office with anything, and also about this transit grant. That's unfortunate. What I can put together is the grant may not be able to be reapplied for. The grant will not cover the length of time that the grants usually cover, because there was a mistake made when we applied for it or reapplied for it. I don't know when the grant funds run out, because again, I have to get this information from the auditor's office. And as the auditor stated, the auditor office is garbage.
Garbage.
So I can't speak on with great intelligence what's going on, because I can't get information. And I did not know that Seneca Crawford Area Transit was private. My mistake for assuming that was another similar organization like Marion Area Transit. The city runs that. We have the grant. That concerns me. As a Republican, that's kind of the Republican mindset, is to privatize everything, save money. Who cares if it costs the user more? Privatizing should save the city money. But as myself, if I'm collecting an income tax or a tax, that should go to providing a service.
Two questions off of this, and again, because I know we have a lot of listeners here who are part of Marion Area Transit. What does Bill Collins know that you don't know?
He
can stand up in that meeting, you were there for that, and say, your job's safe for now.
I wish he would say what he knows, because what I know, there was an issue with the grant. And from what I understand, we cannot reapply to get this grant anymore.
Does he know that?
I hope he does. Because he has to know something, because he said that your near future at the transit department isn't in jeopardy. So he knows something. I don't know what he knows, what he doesn't know, but I don't want to keep going back to the auditor's office, but we need information so that we can speak intelligently on this and give these employees peace of mind. Because if I was an employee and I hear some idiot like me on the radio saying, hey, my job may be in jeopardy or maybe merging with someone else, and if it's a private company, that probably means my salary is going to be cut, I won't be protected by the union anymore. There's a whole lot of stuff that they can just fill in on their own, and it will be incorrect information.
We don't want to cause panic here amongst the transit department, but I think in an attempt, most people would say, to reassure them, Bill Collins made the statements he made Monday night.
I'm hoping that that was a bad choice of words on Collins' part.
Would that have reassured you if you work in the transit department?
If I was asking the question and today or tomorrow was my answer, no, that wouldn't have reassured me. Like I said, I think that was just a poor choice of words on Collins' part.
When this thing from Crime Chronicles comes up, and we don't know where that came from, but the fact that it was sent to me is where I'm saying the reliable source comes in here. The Republican mayor and the Republican city council. You're a Republican city council member.
Yes, I am.
Why don't you know about
this?
I'm
the only Republican city council member.
Yeah. So at this point, what do they know? I mean, doesn't there have to be a vote on this somewhere if it were to be privatized or merged? Or?
So I don't know if the other eight council members really have a grasp of what's going on. Because they're probably not even asking the questions.
2 points here. Number one, we know for sure, we may not know why or how or exactly what yet, but we know that the transit grant has some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's going to cause a problem because transit is funded by grants, and right now it's my understanding the city can't apply for grants because of no bond issue. Is that wrong?
I don't believe that to be correct.
Okay, so it can.
Right. It can apply for grants. The bond issue doesn't have, I'm pretty sure it doesn't have anything to do with us applying for grants. What would affect us is in September we send to the Federal Clearinghouse, I believe, and they make sure that they audit our grants. And if we screw that up, which we haven't sent it in for the last 3 years, eventually that's going to catch up with us, and then we will lose our grants because we're not auditing how we spend those grants.
It may be a coincidence and maybe serendipitous that these two things are running together, but here's another interesting moment. The job that Miranda McGinnis was offered to leave her position, which would have started this past Monday, which didn't happen because she rescinded her resignation, is the head of a department that's got grant troubles, don't even know if it's going to be around. Mayor Bill Collins, who allegedly, let's make sure we get that word in there, offered her this position. Well, we know he was in the room when the paperwork came out. We know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have known that this is a position that could be gone, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but in the near future.
Miranda should have known that.
Miranda should have, absolutely.
She has an internal auditor that audits everything that the city does. Everything. All of our processes. They're even supposed to audit to make sure that council's following their own rules and moving appropriations or ordinances through properly. The auditor's office audits everything. Her office should have been aware of the grant issue and should be able to articulate what that problem is. But we can't get that information, so now we're left to just assume and fill in the gaps.
And as you say, to the fact that maybe she's not the best auditor, as you feel and other people, so that might be just par for the course in this particular case, unfortunately, that she would not know that. But if all had went the way people thought it was going to go, she'd be in the transit department now and not in the auditor's office, sitting in a job that could be gone. Now, how does that look?
The scenario you laid out, that would look terrible on Miranda, because she should know. She did not know the situation. And if Collins knew and that was just a place to dump her, this is your scenario that we're playing through, that's bad on both of them. It should be really bad on Miranda because she should have known what's going on with the finances and the grant for transit and the rest of the city for that matter.
Right. So at this point, we're saying, Miranda, because you were headed to that department and just because you're the auditor and you should know these things, mm-hmm. should have known that.
Yes.
And Bill's answer in the council meeting to the transit people was not a good answer.
I don't think it was a good choice of words.
So At this point, the next council meeting is what, 2 weeks from now? Week and a half?
Yeah. This coming Monday will be committee meetings, and then the following Monday, or this Tuesday is committee meetings, and the following Monday will be full council.
So does Miranda have a week and a half to get some kind of plan together before movement on removing her starts? Or has it already started?
So I don't know if it's already if Rollins has pursued his route, but I do know Tuesday we will have a finance committee, and I am not on finance this go around. It is Rollins, Miss Lang, and Mr. Pollock. And Friday what day was Friday in December? Anyways, the 29th, I think it was. We got another letter for IRS penalties. They're due the 17th. We've not seen any appropriation to pay those. I sent an email to Miranda to see if we even responded to that letter, because we have to respond by the 17th if we agree or disagree with the penalties. Maybe if we would have called and said, no, we don't agree with these penalties, this is what happened, maybe it could be on the path of being abated. I don't know if we made that call. I sent an email 2 days ago asking these questions. So in this finance committee, I'm going to ask that finance, unless they bring it up on their own, do you have an appropriation for the $225,000 for these two 1095Cs, and then there's some 941s that are hanging out and these are Miranda McGinnis mistakes. These are not back to Robert. These are her mistakes. So that, I believe the total will surpass her $250,000 bond. Now, I'm hoping that the finance committee hears an appropriation and covers all these fees. And on that appropriation, I'm going to ask them, and unless they do it on their own, that the city pays these fees or these penalties, and also seek repayment from Miranda's bond.
Now, just to tie this in a knot here, before we get to the commissioner race, because that's interesting information, we've talked about a lot here, and it's a lot to digest, but I want to say this. We have invited Bill Collins on every time we do something like this, because it is his. Maybe it didn't all go this way. Maybe he feels it didn't all go this way. We haven't heard that yet. I have not read where he's spoken to anybody else. So what we do know, though, is that Mark Russell invited him to the meeting that you did call on November 30th. We know that for sure.
Yep.
We do know that when December 11th came around, the conversation between Martin Watts uses the term deal,
mm-hmm.
Bill Collins and Mark Russell are across the table, and transit is absolutely on the table there, because there's paperwork
mm-hmm.
from Linda, the mayor's secretary, Mayor Schertzer's secretary at that point. We know that night at the city council meeting, Bill said that hadn't happened, although he says something different in an email the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda tells the story of what happened when word gets to him that she's not going to leave that position. Maybe this is off the table, so on and so forth. And again, Bill, if any of this is not true, might be good to say it, that this is not true. And in the end, it was a position that, if she had gone to it, looks like is in jeopardy right now. But according to Bill on Monday night, and again, what is today and tomorrow?
Right.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a mess.
Yeah.
So how do we clean this mess up? We know how to, I think everybody gets at this point, how city council feels about fixing the auditor problem. The no confidence vote came down Monday 8-1. So removing her from that position, as you just said, is probably, or trying to, probably a likelihood.
Mm-hmm.
But how do the people who are affected by Marion Area Transit now, how do these meetings that went down from a new mayor and not even the mayor at that point, how is that all dealt with?
I don't know how we deal with all that. I just hope that when questions are asked, honest answers are given to clear things up so that people like you and I aren't sitting on the radio trying to fill in the gaps with assumptions and speculation.
And how did we get to that point? That's an interesting thing, because we're not talking about this happening yesterday.
Right.
This happened a while ago, more than a month ago. And yet, for some reason, people either feel it not necessary to respond. And again, you don't have to respond to me, but it might be a good idea to respond somewhere.
Yeah. I have no doubts that council will ask these questions, and I hope when these questions are asked that an honest, forthright answer is given. And if it's not, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We found out a couple interviews ago that you planned and were running for Marion County Commissioner. Last week, not so much because of an issue with the petition. Well, new information here.
Yes. So I did ask the board of, I asked the Board of Elections to reconsider their determination. And at that hearing, they certified my petition. So I'm
so you are running.
I am now on the ballot.
And running against Kerr Murray.
So yeah, so it's myself, Kerr Murray, and Kevin Davis or Davidson. Yes, there's three of us for the one seat.
So and also I believe Mr. Mooney is
now. Tim Mooney was in the same situation I was in. We had a term expiring date on our petition instead of the term commencing date. His was certified as well. Mr. Mooney is running for the seat currently occupied by Andy Appenfeller, and Andy will be on the ballot as well.
Now, with 4 minutes left to go, so that's good to know. Would you be happy at this point to leave the city?
No. So that's kind of a tough spot, because I feel that the city is in a spot that it needs the leadership to get us past this. And the more I explain that, the more I will explain to potential voters why I shouldn't be a commissioner. So I'm in a really tough spot here.
I want to boil this whole 2 hours down to as fine a point here that we can at the end. Because I think what you've described, honestly, if we line this up, it's not too far. I mean, it really just becomes a game of semantics, what people consider a meeting, what people not to consider a meeting, what people consider to be caring, what people consider to be threats. The stories are pretty identical. I don't think they're too far off.
Right, yeah, and I'm not going to question how someone feels something.
Yeah,
That's real to whoever that is.
So
they own it, it's theirs.
So just for fact here, really, I don't think you've said anything where you're saying Miranda said something that wasn't true in the interview, and I don't think she had said that you had done anything wrong. I think her main contention was with the last meeting with Bill Collins, which is why we played the audio, in which a law director is not present, and
right.
Yet that job might not be available. That sort of thing.
Yeah. If the meeting with her, you would say Robbins and Collins, yeah, that needs some sunlight shined on that.
I think a lot of, and that's the question, and there's the answer. So at the bottom of this, because the two questions are, should Miranda stay in this position? And I think we've covered that no is your feeling at this particular, unless she gets a plan together.
If she comes, and I asked her the meeting we had that she, before she, so she didn't resign, she rescinded her resignation, and then the following meeting, I asked her, what's your plan? She didn't have one.
And the other question is, and I hate to, and I said this to Miranda on Tuesday, I can't believe we're even asking this in 2024, but apparently it's a thing. I asked her, would this have happened if this was a man? Just because Robert Landon, I think, is only a year different in age than her, Robert Landon resigned that position. Robert Landon had some issues in that position. He has a house. He has a family. He has, I mean, it's a very similar situation, except for gender. Except at this point, I believe Miranda has more fines than he does accruing. If this conversation, the one we played, and again, is it true, is it not? To Miranda, it's true. Bill, we hope to hear from you about that. If that conversation happens to your wife, your mother, your girlfriend, your daughter, is that, do you feel good about that? Because she's got a family that I'm sure is hearing these stories.
So I can speak to my conversations with Miranda. Those conversations or even the planned scheduled meetings and the things I said publicly in council meetings. Those are the exact same conversations I had with Robert Landon. Exact terms, except the only difference between Robert and Miranda was with Miranda, I should coin the term. It's by choice or by force.
Right.
We was doing the same thing to Robert. It's just Robert didn't come on your show and express his feelings, how he felt about the situation. Same conversation was going on.
So the only difference here really boils down to a deal, and that's what everybody has referred to it as, was offered, accepted, rejected, and then pulled off the table. Allegedly.
Correct.
And that really is the problem.
Yep.
Because again, if somebody feels threatened, I don't know that you can prove that as any type of a crime or anything to any degree, but quid pro quo, people look that up with an elected official. And also now knowing what's going on with the transit department, even though Miranda should have known clearly that that position might be going away, Bill certainly should have or did know that as well. So here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Well, Jason, I can't thank you enough for coming in because honestly, somebody has to straighten this out because, and as I say, the same thing with Miranda. It was a candid conversation and you have to have those because I do believe one thing, that this is what the public, and the public again, who I think that's how elected officials get elected, public official or people in the electorate, this is, I think, the thing they like the least. Not that they don't like the city losing money. I'm sure they don't like that either. But that these things are going on in really, you hate to use back rooms, private meetings. Why is that going on? As you said, the sunlight might need to fall on some of this stuff.
Yes.
And we'll see. So I thank you for coming in and being very candid about this. And I guess we'll see what happens in the next week and a half.
Absolutely.
Jason Schauber, 3rd Ward City Councilman. Stay tuned. Matt Morgan coming up next.
Because I blew all my mind with that. I blew it. But I owned the theater and I owned the jazz supper club, so all the money went. So now, when I get a job, I do want to be paid.
Are the residuals good?